Standing at the back of his command, Klitsch watched as an ashen-faced ragtail came running up from the lower levels. The young weasel eyed him cynically.
Where in the name of Hell Gates have you been? It's up here you should be, where the fighting's taking place, not down there in the peace and quiet.
Dragtail was plainly scared, and, breathing heavily, he hooked a paw back down at the lower levels.
Listen to that!
Echoing hollowly up through the rocky corridor, the sound reached the young weasel's startled ears. Undecided as what to do, Klitsch shrugged and smiled nervously.
Lock-a-lock? What's that supposed to mean?
A well-aimed arrow took Dragtail through the chest, as Log-a-log, Mara, and Pickle came hurtling along the passage at the head of a charging Gaussum band. With a terrified yelp, Klitsch took to his heels, fighting his way through the vermin crowding the stairwell until he was safely ensconced in the middle of the pack. Unreasoningly, he grabbed a fox by the throat and shouted into his face.
No beast told me about this!
The fox was about to reply when one of Big Ox-Eye's arrows snuffed out his life. Klitsch looked wildly about as he moaned.
It's a trap! We're trapped!
With a stentorian roar, Lord Earthstrike burst through the restraining bandages, ripping his huge bulk up from the bed. Seizing a forge hammer, he lumbered off toward the upper levels. From some amazing reserve, the mountain ruler had dredged up his wild strength. The madness of the warrior badgers was upon him. No beast could stand in his path now, even despite the fearsome wounds that scarred his giant frame. Earthwhite's party had gained the summit. Now they were fighting around the top of the crater. Ferrago stared at the white badger, a wave of fear sweeping across him.
Kill the white one! Kill him! The one who slays the white badger is a rich beast!
20 crowded round Earthwhite as he battled furiously. Roaring mightily, he swung his oaken club. Samkim forged around the crater top, his sword flashing in the sunlight, leaping, dodging, hacking, thrusting, with a ruler covering his back, swinging her loaded sling.
Go on, Samkim! Make Redwall proud of thee!
Alpha and his shrews fought valiantly with rapier, paddle, and sling. There was no quarter given. Shrew and vermin alike died that day on the heights. The creatures of Ferrago fought with the ferocity of despair, bemused by the strange force that had scaled the mountain to offer them battle. Seeing his chance, Ferrago sneaked up on Earthwhite, knowing that if he could slay the white badger, the fight would swing his way. Earthwhite had his back to Ferrago, hammering relentlessly at any creature coming into club range. The assassin drew both his best knives, the killer and the skinner, and crouched low, bunching his muscles for the spring that would carry him onto the white badger's back, where his blades could feast on the unprotected neck. Nerving himself, he made the spring. In midair, time seemed to stand still. He heard the roar, saw Earthstripe appear in front of him, and felt the shock as two fearsome paws caught him in their vice-like grip. Ferrago screamed with shock. Galvanized into action, he began stabbing with both knives, plunging them into the body of the roaring badger lord. The massive injuries he had formerly sustained, together with the horrendous wounds of Ferrago's daggers, now caused Earthstripe's fierce dark eyes to cloud over with death mist. But his fate was not yet sealed. From the deep wells of strength within his gigantic frame, he called up a last mighty surge that would enable him to rid Salamandastron of Ferrago. Crushing the blue-eyed weasel to him, Earthstripe leapt from the top of the mountain, yelling his last, beloved battle cry. The knowledge that he had glimpsed his lost brother for a moment hit Earthwhite. The look on his face caused every creature who had followed Ferrago to lose their nerves completely. Alpha pulled Samkin to one side.
Leave him here! Get a ruler and my shrews down inside the mountain before he kills us all! Leave him here with the vermin.
Samkim could readily understand Alpha's meaning. The sight of the berserk white badger hurling himself bodily at the panic-stricken vermin was enough. Pushing a ruler in front of him, the young squirrel followed the Gaussum band down the walkways that spiraled into the heart of Salamandastron.
This ends Disc 9.